My father, Christopher Davis, grew up in a very hard time. Living in Abbotsford Projects with his mother and his three brothers helped him realize a lot when he grew up. My father started his journey at becoming a man at the age of 15, moving to another state and finding himself.
Of each other, however we did leave together. His situation that he was 19, he was married and had four children or something. And we actually took, I was 15, we actually took one of his children's, a little girl, forget her name, Aisha. And he put Aisha on his back, friend named Yahya, and myself, we caught a bus and we went to Washington, D.C. We didn't know who we were going to see or what we were going to see. We didn't have a mentor like that. But we had an idea, and all we had to do was who we were looking for, that is. And we went there, and we went into this downtown area. And sure enough, we knew what we were looking for, some brothers in black, or in white, rather. And they were working just like we knew that they would be in a city of downtown D.C., these same organization was actually run out of Philadelphia. This organization was actually just run out of Philadelphia by then Mayor Rizzo, who did not take kindly to these types of organization or this particular type of organization in Philadelphia. And so he run them out. They went to Washington, D.C., and we stayed there for several years, and then returning to Philadelphia. And yes, when we returned, Rizzo was still the mayor at that particular time. So,
that's it. And exactly what was this organization that that you ran into?
It was then called the ANSAR, ANSAR Law Community. ANSAR means helper of the Lord, and they had a community. It was a religious cult, actually. I found out later. I can use that word, and I know what that is. And most religions, especially large churches, are cults, including the Catholic Church. So we went there to there see this. Now, I was drawn there by actually literature more than anything else. That point of direction that was very compelling to myself. And that's why I left, to actually find out about these people and this organization that was started in New York by a gentleman at that time. His name was Issa. He was the head of the organization. And then, of course, he had imams that were leaders or teachers or heads of the each individual little city called imams. And we went there. Imam Ahmed was the gentleman there. Young man. He was 27, heavy with a beard. Knowledgeable, I thought at that time, about their, well, he's knowledgeable about their doctrine, just not about Islam. And that was the organization to which I left home to find out about.
What were the circumstances to which you came back to Philadelphia?
Well, actually, that's a funny situation. Eventually, my grandmother missed me. And she did come to New York to find me. My mother didn't know where I was. However, of course, I did contact my mother, and I spoke to her often. But Granny came. She appeared at the door one day when I came in from work, and she was like, "What are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. You okay? Yes. Okay." So I was fine. But then she, you know, asked me, could I come back home, blah, boom. Anyway, I didn't leave with her then, but shortly thereafter, a week or so, I did come back because I hadn't finished high school, actually. And I said, well, okay, you know, I will finish high school. And so I had stayed almost a year there. And my school, I was a good student. My school allowed me to graduate from 11th. And then I went to 12th grade. I finished high school. But a funny thing happened. Upon returning to high school, I went to Roxborough. This particular school was 90, I was bused there, and it was 97% white at that time. Somehow, my new appearance, wearing an Islamic garb with a nose ring in my nose, didn't appeal to them. They probably scared them somehow. And I was asked to leave and that I would actually do better in a different school, public school, that was Germantown. So I actually graduated from high school out of Germantown High, so I wanted to put that in there. So when we came back to Philadelphia, I actually did not go right into the commune again. That was still in D.C. I actually left and I went to high school. I then went on to junior college as an accountant major, at where I met my now wife and mother of children, Cheryl Davis at that time, and. I had spoken to her, told her I was Muslim. She didn't know what that was, but I had an apartment. She used to be in my apartment more than I was, to where she would be in there reading books or whatever that I had laying around. One day she spoke about it, had some interest in the literature, and wanted to go to a class at that particular time. They had moved back to Philadelphia.
The cult.
52nd Street, the cult, yes. I didn't know they were a cult at the time. So they were my community. My community, my family moved back. My Islamic community moved back. And we went to some classes. She, on her own, actually joined the same organization. And in this particular organization, you don't visit, you live there. So you have to leave everything that you had, go stay within the walls of and the laws of this community, of this organization, this group. And so she did that. I actually went in back in the community with her the second time. And we stayed there for several years.
Now, at this point in your life, where you have one brother of four, you have a mother and a wife to support you, how do you think leaving at an early age impacted how you are now?
Well, that's funny. You covered such a vast time span, but let's go there. So you're talking about a 16-year-old young man as opposed to now a 52-year-old grandfather with six children. So the question was, how did that time period impact me? So it actually gave me a chance to mature, of course, to look for myself, to find independence, a high sense of morality, and a high sense of spirituality, actually, is what that did for me. It also gave root to what would be the course of not only my life, but the generations to follow as I would influence all of my brothers to become Muslims, and my mother as well, and all my children, grandkids, and the world, as far as I'm concerned. When they see me, they will see a man, a Muslim man, and that time period was the beginning of that particular awakening.